Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations, prepared to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spread a little love in the world today.
Compassion, kindness, joy, and hope. These are the stories that we celebrate on the Love What Matters podcast. Hey, it's Amy from The Bobby Bones Show, and we are changing lives through kindness and spreading joy as we go. We're trying to bring humanity back into the news. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you maybe will think deeply. Beautiful souls are really everywhere. You just got to look around and find them, and we find them for you at the Love What Matters podcast. So definitely check it out. It's just real people telling real stories. To listen, search for Love What Matters on iHeartRadio now.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, good morning. Welcome to Wednesday's show. Good morning, studio.
Good morning.
All right, Kelsea Ballerini comes in later today, and World premieres a brand new song. That happens later today, and so that'd be cool. Kelsea Ballerini, World premiere, be in studio. Let's see here. Let's go to Mark in the Florida Keys. You know, I got a Jeep recently. Mark wants to talk about that. Hey, Mark.
Is this Mr. Bobby Bones?
It is. Is this Mr. Mark?
What's up? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What would you like to say, my friend?
Man, I just got to say, Mr. Bobby, you got a Jeep, and we got a respect for Jeepers to uphold, man. When you see a fellow Jeeper on the road, you got to give him the Jeep wave.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Like, I don't feel like I'm in the club yet. Like, I haven't done anything cool. I don't know the Jeep oath. What's the Jeep oath?
Wave.
It's a Jeep wave. You could Google it.
No.
It's an actual Jeep wave, man. You already done something cool. You bought a Jeep.
See,
that's
I feel
all
weird.
You have to do.
Like, if I see other people, I'm just thinking about the sports team thing. Or, I don't know. I'm not into it. Maybe I got to have a Jeep a little more.
Oh, man, you got to come down to the Florida Keys, man. We got a Jeep crew down here called the Backcountry Jeepers.
Dang.
Every first Thursday of the month, man, we have a Jeep night. We get all our fellow Jeepers together, man.
And what you have in common is that you all just spent money on the same kind of automobile.
What's that?
Like, Lunchbox, what's your car's Altima?
Yeah, 05 Altima.
Do you do the Altima wave?
No, I don't Altima wave.
Eddie, what do you got over there?
I have a Ford Focus.
Do you guys do the old Focus finger?
No, we're all pretty ashamed of our car.
Yeah.
No. No, no, no.
We all no, just
kind of
not.
We just all put our heads down and just kind of stare at the road.
Oh.
We don't look up.
That's rude.
We don't want to get noticed.
That's rude. All right, Mark, I'll work on this wave thing. It feels uncomfortable. Yeah, maybe I'll get better at it.
You got to do it, Bobby.
All right,
you
buddy.
Know what Jeep stands for, right?
No, but I bet you're going to tell me.
I want to know.
Go ahead.
Just empty every pocket.
Yeah. Well, all right.
I don't. Just why would you want to do that?
I think that you could just spend a bunch of money on all the accessories.
Oh.
Yeah, is that right, Mark?
It's a love for the Jeeps, man. It's a love for the Jeeps.
Oh. Hey, appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Bobby.
All right, there you go.
Wow, you're going to love your Jeep so much you're going to go broke for it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
And wave. Don't forget the wave.
I am not. Joshua.
Yes, sir.
What's happening?
How are you today?
I'm good. What can I do for you this early morning?
So what are you so ashamed of being a size 30 for?
No, yes. On the show, we're talking about how my pant size went down again to size 30. You just didn't feel very manly. Like, I want to be like a 34.
I'll tell you what, Bobby. I got you beat.
I'm not in a skinny competition. I don't want to be in this competition. I want to lose. I want you to beat me.
Well, what are you?
I'm a size 28.
Wow.
You're a wee fella, huh?
Depending on the pants, sometimes I have to go down to a boy size.
You're a wee fella.
Wait, hold on. So is this by diet and exercise or just hereditary?
Natural metabolism.
Oh, yeah. Wow. What are you height and weighting?
I'm 5'8", 125 pounds, and okay. I've been the same size since I graduated high school 15 years ago.
I'm much bigger than that. I'm over 6 foot tall, and I should be 170, but I'm like 156.
Yeah, he's proportioned.
I know. All right. Hey, Joshua, appreciate you, buddy.
That's a perfect, perfect weight.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right.
We're the same.
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
Let's get this show going here. Look at these people calling in already. Tell me how to live my life. I do like that, though.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This one's pretty fantastic. A barber helped a 16-year-old with autism by giving him a haircut in the family's car, which was his safe space. Mm-hmm. Evan O'Dwyer has been going to his barber for nearly his entire life, but he was having a rough day. Evan, who is nonverbal, was agitated while sitting in the barber's chair, and so his mom said, okay, let's go back to the car. And the barber walked out, took his clippers out, and gave him a haircut in the car.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Above and beyond.
It's the little things, man. That's awesome. So, I see you. I see you. I see you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. 22,000 pounds of beef have been recalled. It can make you sick. It was made by Creation Gardens. You can take it back for a full refund. In New Jersey, a police officer was rushed to the hospital after being hit by a car during a traffic stop. Luckily, the officer has already been released from the hospital. If you have any information, contact authorities. And finally, the CMT Awards are tonight, 8/7 Central on CMT. And CMA Fest starts tomorrow in Nashville, Tennessee, one day away.
The Bobby Bones Show.
What'd you order off TV?
Oh, an air fryer.
What's an air fryer?
I've seen it.
Yes. Oh, wow. It's so
cool.
How am I missing out on these?
It's awesome, dude.
How I have never even seen one of these, because I did more research online and I was like, what? You can fry things with air and not oil? So it's like, I'm about to make French fries and they're going to be awesome and like healthy.
How do you fry with air?
I don't know, but I'll tell you when I get it
in
the mail.
How it works.
There's a fan in there. No, there's a fan and it goes really fast and then it like heats it up and then bam, next thing you know, you open the drawer and your sweet potato fries or whatever you put in there, ready to go.
Yeah.
For the girl who will not put a microwave in her house.
No, I wondered about that, but some of these healthy people, I when I was doing research that I follow, they have air fryers, so I'm just trusting that it's going to be okay.
And you ordered it from TV.
I saw it on TV, and then I wanted it faster than TV would give it to me, so I Amazon primed it.
And it gets here today?
Yeah.
I'm coming over.
Yeah.
We're going to use that thing. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, and I got the extra large, because I was thinking ahead. It was a little bit more expensive, but I'm about to have two kids, and I'm like, I got to be able to cook lots of things air fried,
yes.
So I got to get the extra large.
So smart.
Even though that was one of the main complaints online is it takes up too much counter space, I'm okay with that.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about, and you're so excited, so now I'm excited too.
Yes.
And I don't know why.
I'll bring you food from it.
Okay.
It's like the magical dispenser of awesomeness.
This is not a commercial, by the way, because I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I know.
The air fryer.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, the infomercial got me. But Amazon Prime wins because they're fast.
I watched the infomercial for about 30 minutes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
All right, time for your positivity for Wednesday. It's called Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
These kayakers are out in their kayaks, and they get lost. And for 4 days, they're lost. And the Minnesota State Patrol used their heat-seeking equipment They had hundreds of search teams. They could find nothing. They could find nothing for these kayakers that were lost for 4 days. And by the way, they're in their 60s. So they're not vibrant 20-year-olds that can hike through the woods. So as they're flying over one day, they're like, what is that? I look down in the dirt. They had written SOS in the dirt. And that's how they found it. Because they were like, help, SOS with a stick.
Do you know what SOS stands for?
No.
Save our souls.
What?
Really? That's morbid.
That's deep.
Wow. Well, hello. You're like, save me, save me.
I would say that at church more than getting kayak rescued. Like, why don't people say that more?
Listen, I don't know.
Father Johnson, SOS. Okay, cool. Like, I feel like that should be used there. Amy.
So some postal workers decided to shut down one of their mailboxes at the post office because these birds had a nest going on in there and they didn't want to disrupt, you know, nature. So some people were like, wait, what's happening? And then when they found out, oh, it's for some cute little birds, they were all fine with it.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Last year, Maria was training for a triathlon and she was swimming off the coast of California and she got... boom! Bit by a 9-foot great white shark. Had trauma to her ribs and had to go through all this rehab. And a year later, she's fully recovered and she's now volunteering at the trauma center that helped save her life.
Wow. I was watching this video online of these killer whales. You know, they eat seals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this boat was in the water. And obviously, this is another country. But these seals were running from the killer whales. They were jumping up into the boat, like scared. Wow. It was amazing.
That's cool.
And then you would see the whales like flat, looking for the seals, like come up and go down. And the guys were like, you're good, buddies. You're good. And these seals were like in the boat, like scared to death. They just hopped up. And it was crazy.
I gotta look at this video.
I saw it on Reddit. And so it's gone now.
Oh, okay.
But it was amazing. I didn't know seals even were eaten by whales. But yeah, there you go. Anyway, that's a good story. Good story, good stories. There we go.
Let's go.
Here's a question for you, Eddie. Since you have two kids.
Yeah.
They're out of school, right?
They're out for the summer.
Did you get their teachers a gift?
Ooh, no.
That's the thing.
Oh, no. Are we supposed to?
Apparently, yes.
We give them birthday gifts, and we give them, like, random, like, little gifts during the year, but not an end-of-school-year gift.
Why do you give them a random gift?
Sometimes, like, junior, the kids will see something at the store, and they'll be like, ooh, I want that for my teacher.
Apparently, you're supposed to give them an end-of-the-year gift.
Did we do this as kids?
No.
No.
Okay,
no.
I don't remember.
See, right now, I live my life based on how I was raised, and I'm finally realizing that's not really right, because I didn't do a lot of things right. So I guess if that's the thing now, I guess I have to start doing it.
But it's too late now.
Yeah, well, for the next year.
Do you give them a beginning of school gift?
No.
Huh. I'm not knowing if it's right or not, but I would think... the more gifts, the better grades. Like, they, like really, it's just life. That's life. Like, if you're treated better, you treat people better. Huh. Like, if I came in every day and was like, hey, buddy, and I gave you a gift every day, would you like me more?
I would think something's up.
No, because you know me. But if I came in every day and was like, hey, man, I've been thinking about you. I got you a little gift. Or once a week. Wouldn't you like me more?
Be a big deal, yes. Yeah. I would like you a lot. Huh, so maybe this is a thing.
Yeah, I think it's a thing.
Not big gifts or anything, just small little nice trinkets.
Yeah, like something thoughtful.
You know, cruise to Jamaica.
Okay.
I'm like, what? Yeah, that's unfair that you say that you think something up. I buy you good gifts.
No, every day, yes,
no,
I would
think
so.
For your birthday.
Oh my gosh, you hooked it up on my birthday. Four Pizza Huts, Legos for my kids, and a bottle of wine for my wife.
I was gone. I sent them special delivery from the road.
Yes.
Got you a golf driver 1 year.
I still use it.
And he insults me like I would think something was up.
Well, you did.
You guys make it. You guys make it sound like I'm.
Amy's saying something. To be fair,
to be fair, you said if I showed up every day with a gift,
that would be weird.
Now you're talking his birthday.
That would be very weird.
What if every day was your birthday?
I would love that.
Well, that would also be weird. You were born every day.
I'll be in Fort Wayne coming up, and Baton Rouge, by the way. If you want to come to my stand up comedy show, BobbyBonesComedy.com. Just a couple weeks away from starting the second leg of the tour. So if you're in Fort Wayne, Indiana, anywhere near, would love to see you.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Flint, Michigan. A 44-year-old woman wanted to do some remodeling at her house. She had family coming to visit. She's like, I need some new decorations, but I don't have a very big budget. So where can I get some goods for free?
Oh, well, let me guess. Oh, there are two guesses. She had to steal them, right? She had to steal them. Did she go to a cemetery, I wonder? Because people do that. Or did she go to, like, the outside of somebody else's house next door and just put them on her house? Those are my two guesses. Lunchbox, hit me with it.
She stole over 100 items from two different cemeteries around town.
Why?
Oh, man. So, yeah, she got busted on surveillance video, arrested, and they recovered all 100 items.
And you guys are forgetting, she's probably going to be haunted now.
Yeah.
By the people she stole from.
You don't mess with them.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Nailed it. That felt good about today.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, how's your leg?
It's doing much better.
What happened?
I've been icing, elevating, compressing. Well, I was dancing, and I pulled my calf, strained it, whatever. Level one strain from what I can diagnose myself with.
Oh, boy. So you have a level one calf strain.
Yeah.
From dancing.
But I've been nursing it. Yes, it's my workout from time to time is dancing. It's
well, like which workout specifically?
Tracy Anderson method, dance. And sometimes I dance by myself. Sometimes girlfriends come over, whatever. It's a 30-minute DVD. And you dance. And she has the songs on there. They're horrible. Plus, I'm so used to it that I have my own playlist that I bust out from time to time. And Bruno Mars, 24 Karat came on.
Wait, let me get this straight. You don't go with the music from the DVD.
No, because, you know, it gets stale.
You mute it.
Yes. And I put on my own playlist. Either put on my own playlist or iHeartRadio Spin Cycle Remix or something like that.
So you're dancing.
Yeah, and I'm just kind of doing my thing, and then Bruno Mars comes on. Anytime a good song where I'm just like really feeling it comes on, and I stepped up my game, but a little bit too much to where I don't know if I stretched properly or not enough. And they say, you know, I'm only 19 minutes and 30 seconds into my routine, and it's 30 minutes long, and I have to stop. I have to stop. I can't do anymore, and then I'm limping the rest of the day.
Did you go down?
I went down.
You fell?
And the first thing I did was got in downward dog and started stretching my calf. Then I got my foam roller and I started rolling it out. Then I got on the internet. First thing I read, do not stretch or roll it right away. And that's exactly what I did. And I was like, great, I made it worse. So then I followed instructions on the internet and I've been nursing it and it's doing much better.
Time marches on?
Yeah. Couldn't even dance for 30 minutes.
Oh, no. You gonna try to dance today? Come out of retirement?
Maybe. I'm a little scared. You need to let it heal and then go back in, because the last thing I want to do is get another level one again.
Oh, not another level one. Oh, no.
Yeah. And he smokes a
lot of dope. You eating meat still?
Not as much as I was, but I mean, I'm still open to it. I'm not closed off. My body was really craving it at one point, and now I'm just like, you know what? If I feel it, I feel it. I'm not labeling myself. I'm not a vegetarian, not a vegan, not a meat eater. I'm just... And I eat food. Lots of veggies, though.
Will you eat red meat?
I've never really liked red meat, remember, because of my underbite. I like a hamburger, maybe, but it just depends. But like steak, as a kid, so my dad loved cooking steak, grilling steak. But as a kid, he would serve it, and I would have to eat it. And my underbite wouldn't let me chew it up all the way, like a little bulldog, you know? And so my parents, I didn't want my dad to think I didn't like his food, so I would not be able to chew it, and I would spit it out and hide it under the table. And then finally they realized I was doing it, and then they realized I had an underbite. Too late at that point. I'm scarred from basically eating red meat.
Do you still have an underbite?
No, they got me a retainer.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't see a bulldog anymore.
No, they fixed it eventually, but it was one of those things where it's just like, I kind of just have a weird thing about, I never ever crave a steak. It's just, I'm not into it.
Interesting.
I'm assuming that's why. Your bones on this is a
Bobby Bones show. Hey. Yeah. Let's go, Brianna.
Yes.
What's up?
Hello.
I'm glad you called. What can I help you with? I'm at your service.
So I was just calling to see if Amy ever found out if her neighbor is one of the Osborne Brothers, Osborne band.
Oh, the Brothers Osborne. Yes. So
yes.
What happened was Amy had a friend over, and you don't stay in your guest room because you're not a guest at your own
house. No, and it's upstairs, and it overlooks my neighbor's backyard.
So she sees Brothers Osborne hanging out.
Yeah, and she tells me, I think Brothers Osborne's your neighbor. I'm like, shut up, no.
Is that how you said it? Shut up.
I was like, I would know that. I've lived here like a year. I would know who my neighbors are.
So I texted out.
Yeah.
And yeah, Amy lives next door to Brothers Osborne.
Yeah.
Just wow.
One of them, but they
hang out together.
They're
all
always
the time.
They really are close.
Yeah.
I mean, they're brothers, so yeah. So it's kind of cool, huh? Look at Amy with all the. She sees him at the grocery store. She sees him at the house. Dang.
Yeah.
You are now the coolest. There are new things. Amy's the coolest on the show. You're coolest. 2017. Race party boy 2017.
Yeah.
I'm the lamest.
No.
What about next to you?
I think I'm lamest. Yeah. Hey, Brianna.
Yeah.
So. That answers your question, correct? Yeah, Amy lives next door to Brothers Osborne. That's cool. Hey, appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Dang, I went the follow through there, too.
Always enjoy a good follow through.
Who else you live by? Maybe like
who knows?
Martina McBride, Garth.
I guess I need to go upstairs more and open the window.
Just
and
look out.
Around.
Look out from the balcony and see what country stars are just meandering around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones. Show. Yeah.
So many clips up here of just talking to artists. Here, I'll play this. This is Thomas Rhett and I talking yesterday here. Thomas Rhett tonight will be on the CMT Awards. Have you announced what you're doing? Or is that a secret?
Oh, no. Just playing Craving You.
Not just playing Craving You.
We are playing
you.
The song.
Yeah.
Smash hit, Craving You.
Hey, yeah, right? Yeah. Not just. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I was watching the Preds game the other night, and I saw the Budweiser commercial come on.
Oh, yeah.
That you're on.
Yeah.
And it's like shows all these normal people, then it shows you. I guess my question is, do you get a ton of free beer now?
A ton of free beer.
Like, wherever you go. Are they part of the tour?
Yeah. I mean, not like on the fairs and festivals during the summer, but like some of them are actually Budweiser event.
God,
like Budweiser sponsored festivals. So.
Is that so much money to do one of those commercials where they use you?
Nah,
and use
I mean,
it? Yeah,
I
it is
know.
Right. It is.
It's
right?
good. It's good. It's hopefully it helps.
I like how he goes no, and I go yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Come on, I'm such. I don't know what I am.
You know, children go through college. Yes. So,
man, they put your Instagram name up there too.
Yeah,
and I was like, I should follow him. I already do follow you. But that's what I thought. Yeah, yeah. So we'll see you tonight, CMT Awards, and I always think you're a cool dude. And congrats
likewise,
on all the kid stuff.
Thank you very much.
Brady Bunch of all happening at once.
Bunch, yes. Yeah.
Tom's right, everybody.
Thank you very
Yay.
Much.
So yesterday we talked to a lot of artists. We'll play a lot of those back. There's old T-Rett. We'll see him tonight. Let's see. I drove my Jeep to work today, right? And so I'm driving in. About, I don't know, block down the road. I started to go, it's freezing outside.
It's kind of cold.
I don't even know what the degrees are. I got to find that fine line of the degrees. Because
when you should.
Yeah, when I should not drive. It's 57 right now where we are.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, I got about three blocks down, and I don't have a top or doors on because, you know, I'm manly now. And I was like, oh, it's cold.
So
then I drive up to the Starbucks window, and it's totally awkward because basically I'm standing at the window because I have no doors and no top.
Your legs are exposed.
And I'm at the window, and she walks in and goes, hey, I got, and she's, I'm just like standing there. Like, I'm sitting in my truck, but it's like I'm standing there. And she's like, here's your drink. And it's like we can high five, we can low five, we can do all that. We can give each other a hug.
Yeah.
So that was kind of awkward, but I'm getting used to it. I drove in and Eddie was like, man, look at that Jeep. And I was like, yeah. I said, I'm pretty manly. Then I dropped everything in my arms.
Like, he said, will you hold the door for me, please?
Drop everything. And then I get inside and Amy comes in and goes, hey, I need your keys. I was like, oh, you want to take the Jeep for a ride? She goes, no, you left your lights on. I was like, oh, come
my
on.
Goodness. Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
This whole thing.
But then I didn't even need his keys because
there's no
all
top.
You have to do
oh,
is
that's
just
right.
go up to it and turn it off.
If he has any change in the console, you can take that too.
Take it all.
Which
whatever
leads
you want.
Me to this question because I can lock my glove box, right?
Yes.
And I'm out there. I'm vulnerable. I'm open. Why do people not just steal it?
The car?
Yeah.
They stole mine. I had a Jeep growing up and they stole it. So it'll happen, Bones.
What do they have to hotwire it?
Dude, buy one of those. Remember those old clubs you put on the steering wheel?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
That'll keep it from getting stolen.
Like my real question though, like it's so vulnerable just sitting out anywhere.
Yeah.
Why aren't people stealing it? Why aren't people like slashing the seats? Why aren't people stealing the seats?
I think all of this is possible.
Why aren't they stealing like the little GPS screen?
You have a GPS screen?
Yeah, a little one. It's yeah, it's
oh,
on top.
Oh man,
that's what I'm saying. Like I wouldn't steal it myself, but I would see what people would steal it.
Yeah.
So it's all these things running through my head right now. Just so you know, I drove this morning, freezing my butt off. I even had long. I put on long sleeves. I was like, it might be a little chilly this morning. Put on long sleeves. It's like icicles. It's like Dumb and Dumber when they're like riding the moped, and they peed and they're stuck together. You remember that scene?
Oh, of course.
No. Whatever.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I want to put our listeners on pre-notice right now. 50 minutes away, Kelsea Ballerini will be in. It will be live. And we will world premiere her new song. Never been heard before. Only by me. Only by these ears.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's called Legends. Yeah, we will. That's all I'm giving you right
Whoa.
Now. Yeah, no, that's it. But Kelsea Ballerini will come in, world premiere the new song. And then, if you can't even buy it right now, you can buy it from me. You want to Venmo me, maybe? I don't know. 2G?
Okay.
I get you that 1 hour exclusive. Kelsea Ballerini in studio to world premiere this song.
Yeah.
That's enough
oh.
for now. That's enough for now. But she's coming in next hour, about 20 after. So that's your pre-notice.
Okay.
Then I'll give you a notice, and then we'll do it. All right? I was reading this story, and this is a crazy story. So this guy from the Packers gets stranded at the airport in Minnesota. and he had to be back in Green Bay the next morning. Okay, plays for the Packers, got to be back in Green Bay.
Well, yeah.
He tweeted out, he's like, hey, I'm stranded. Two Packer fans picked him up at the airport in Minnesota and drove him 8 hours to Green Bay. How crazy is that?
And so, like, they got lucky, and then he trusted them?
Yeah. They show up with Cheesehead on, I'm getting in the car, too. Yeah. Be honest with you there. Well, that's awesome.
I mean, a pretty cool memory for them.
Twitter sometimes does some amazing things. And I think in my life now, Twitter's used as my information source.
Yeah.
Twitter and the B team. Those are the people I talk to on Twitter for the most part. Information, and then the people that are like, that I call the B team. Mm-hmm. In life, like, we're secondary. We never got first picked, and B also stands for Bobby. So it's also like the listeners that I really, like, trust, and they're always there for me. So I do that. I'm going to tell you about this Twitter. It saved my dog once. I was in Las Vegas working one time, and my dog got out. And I got on Twitter, and I tweeted out, my dog's gone. Anybody, can somebody find him? My neighbor from a couple houses down went and found my dog because they saw my tweet. Now, did I get drove to the airport 8 hours? Nope. Even better, they saved my dog.
Yeah.
There was a story I tweeted on the news last night. These guys went into the house. Did you guys see it?
I saw it.
Oh, my goodness. The door was unlocked. It was just a random house they went into with guns. Like, I think they, like, pistol whipped the person and stole their puppy.
What?
And then left.
Why?
So I don't think it was a random house. I think they were going for the puppy. Like, I think they went there knowing.
It's weird they went for the puppy and that's it. But the door was unlocked. But again, I think it was, like, in the evening. I don't think it was, like, 1 a.m.
Right.
But they went and stole the puppy.
What's the deal with the puppy?
I don't know. Like, Noelle Newton from the news posted it, and she showed me a picture of the puppy. Did you see the puppy?
I didn't see the puppy.
It didn't look like a crazy breed or anything. Puppy? I don't know if it is. They went in with guns, I think beat up the people, and then stole the dog.
Wow.
Now, I had my house broken into and everything stolen once. They busted everything. Like, they just stole everything. And I went home and I was like, oh my goodness. And I was like, please don't, oh, they didn't steal my dog. I like to shout out the burglars in my house for not stealing my dog. They stole everything else.
Yeah.
They left my dog alone. And I was like, shout out burglars. Appreciate that.
That's what's up.
Hey, burglars, appreciate you.
Oh. Take whatever you want. Just don't take my dog.
Don't take the dog.
Oh, boy.
Take my PlayStation.
Yeah. Take my Xbox, too.
That's what it was, Xbox.
Yeah.
PlayStation.
And take the time that I jumped out of an airplane. I had some pictures of you. They stole my skydiving pictures?
Yeah,
they
did. Yeah,
they
your DVD.
Did. Take all my cash I play poker with. But don't stay with me. Don't take the dog. I was so happy because I was freaked.
Take my credit.
The crap
cards.
Out. My windows busted. Stuff was stolen. I was like, the dog. And I go up and my dog was chilling. Here's the thing about getting robbed. It stinks and it messes with your head and you're scared. But stuff can always be gotten back. Oh, is this an early Wednesday wisdom? I think this is an early Wednesday wisdom.
Wednesday wisdom.
If you're getting robbed. Yeah, it is now. Yeah. If someone comes up to you.
Okay.
And
write this down.
And they like have a gun or they're going to mug you or whatever. Just give them your stuff. Because it's not worth the 1% chance they're going to shoot you. Stuff can be gotten back. Like they took all kinds of stuff. Like stuff of mine. It didn't matter.
Just stuff.
It was just stuff. And so they didn't take my dog. It's what mattered to me. My dog's still with me, 14 years old. Someone comes into your house, and they take your stuff. And I went skydiving, and they took my DVD of me jumping out of the plane.
Your DVD was inside your Xbox.
Yeah.
And they took it.
Let me give you Wednesday wisdom.
Wednesday wisdom.
Stuff doesn't matter that much. What matters are the things that you love and the relationships that you have. That's what matters in life. It doesn't have to be tangible. If you love it, to cherish it. And that's a little bit of Wednesday wisdom.
Wednesday wisdom.
My clip's still playing. Yeah, go ahead.
Is it still smart? Because sometimes I've thought if someone like wants my bag, like it's fine, you can have my bag. Like take my purse, take my wallet, whatever.
Don't take.
What? Take it. Yeah. But just can you give me my driver's license back?
No,
so I don't have to go to the
DMV.
They
have to steal your identity too.
No. I just don't want to go to the DMV. Again.
Yeah, I don't think you play pick and choose. Well, hold on, sir, before you go. I got a pack of gum in the bottom of that. Can I get a...
Take whatever you want. Just please don't make me go to the DMV.
Don't take the license. Da-na-na-na. Okay, there you go. That is quite the deep segment. And a little bit of Wednesday wisdom there.
Wednesday wisdom.
There it is.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Okay, so apparently I'm old school.
I was like, hey, I need some Bengay. Yeah, I hadn't heard that in a long time. Yeah. Apparently, that's not really a thing, huh? Yeah. Is Bengay still a thing?
It's still there.
Oh, well, Mike D ran and got me some Icy Hot.
That's kind of the go-to now.
Yeah.
Do you want to put it? Can you put it on my arm, or do I need to do it? I'm just want to push it.
I mean,
you don't want to touch it?
No.
I'll do it.
It's not like you have a disease on your arm. I would do it.
No, I know. My arm is killing me.
So is it from boxing?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like hardcore. Like I can't even move my.
That's good though. You're getting those accessory muscles.
But no, I work out 5 times a week.
Then you're getting different muscles that you work out.
This boxing trainer of mine is hardcore, man. He put on that body thing where you punch him in the body.
Oh.
Wait,
you know
what?
That padding thing you wear?
Yeah.
It looks like you're getting in the Humpty Dumpty suit.
Uh-huh.
He puts on the Humpty Dumpty suit and you just beat the crap out of him.
You just go to town? I need to do that once a month. How can I do that?
You go pay him.
I would pay him to let me do that.
Oh, stuff stinks, right? Like, it smells like...
It smells like
a mixture
good.
Of ice and heat, I'd say, if I did.
Like, there's something
it.
Icy with
yeah,
something hot?
Icy and hot. Let me lick it. All right, so I'm icy-hotting my body right now. Kelsey Ballerini will be in. She has a brand new song. You haven't even heard it yet because it's not even up. Won't even be up for another hour and 10 minutes. It's called Legends. It's a world premiere for her. Yeah, we will. That's all. I'm only giving you a little piece of it.
Okay.
Like, if there was a piece... Like, if there was a whole pie I was going to give you. It coming up in like 30 minutes. That'd be me just thumping some crust at you.
That's mean.
Yeah. How about a little more crust? Yeah, we were legends. That's it.
That was almost a bite.
That's all you're going to hear right now. Nope. That's it. Hello, you're on the air. Kayla in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah. Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you. What would you like to say?
I was just going to tell y'all about my break-in story that was unsettling.
What happened with you?
Well, me and my fiance had just bought a house and I was there by myself, and I left to go to the gym at about 5 that morning and didn't get home until 8 o'clock that night from work. And I had a really bad feeling when I left the house that morning. I don't know what it was. I don't know. Anyways, just had a really bad feeling. And so I got home and noticed that our garage door was open and all of our lights were on. And I was like, oh gosh. So just a few select people have a key to our house. So I called my fiance and was like, hey, have you been to our house today? And he goes, no, why? And I said, well, our garage door's open and all of our lights are on.
So they go and take everything?
Well, they really didn't take. So they took our TV that was in our living room, and they took some tools out of our garage. What else did they take?
It sounds like they got the big stuff that costs the most money. And listen, when people break into a house, they're not looking for confrontation. They're really not. But they will, because you don't know what's going on in their mind if you confront them.
Mm-hmm.
That's when people get shot. That's like, take the tools, take the TV. You know what? Take my coffee table, too. Take anything. Okay, well, we'll do the song again.
Here we go.
Hey, Kayla, I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Man, glad you called. It stinks, though. It's a feeling, too, like you've been violated. You don't even know until you walk in. You're like, somebody's been through all my stuff. Imagine somebody got your cell phone and went through every text message and every email without you knowing it. Just read every single thing.
Yeah.
And really, is there anything in there? Not really. But it would be like, dang, you just went all up in my underwear drawer.
Violated.
With your face. That's what it feels like. Like, you just took your face and went all through my underwear drawer. Yeah, completely violated. I appreciate everybody. Appreciate you for listening. Appreciate you for just being here. I would like to say that on Friday's show, we're putting out our Stars and Stripes line of Pimp and Joy stuff. And we're doing it for City of Hope, which helps fight and look up research for cancer and diabetes. It's such a great organization. So our Stars and Stripes Pimp and Joy line on Friday, we have so much. Last time we sold out of camouflage stuff. So you will get it in time for 4th of July. That's
Friday.
All we're putting it out right now.
9
There's,
Central.
You like Stars and Stripes baseball tees, girl tank tops, guy tank tops, red and white hats. There's Stars and Stripes t-shirts say Pimp and Joy.
So cute. And for kids too.
We keep none of the money. So Friday... 9 Central, so do the math wherever you are, it goes up. Friday, 9 Central, a new line of Pimp and Joy stuff. Well, hey, Kelsey Ballerini will be in 25 minutes, world premiering a new song called Legends. It ain't even out yet. Record doesn't even exist yet. First time you hear it in like 24 minutes.
Start the ticker. 23 minutes and 53 seconds as of till right now. Wait, what? Whatever.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Brantley Gilbert and his wife Amber, they did a gender reveal party that included a food truck, a rifle, and 40 guests. And
yeah, I was going to ask how he did it.
Yeah. So the reveal was made by Brantley firing the rifle at a target, and it expelled the dust, you know, when it hit the target, and they're having a boy, so it was blue dust.
That's very Brantley.
I know. I want to shoot a gun, and then I want it to come out the color of my baby.
I got an idea. I want to do a gender reveal where I put on some brass knuckles. On those knuckles, there's some padding, and if it busts on somebody's face and it's blue, it's a boy. If I punch somebody in the face and it turns out pink, it's a girl. Let's go to the bar.
Like, or that.
Or that.
That would have been good, too. And then he goes and fights somebody, and then whichever way it busts. What else you got?
Anybody in here ever watch Cash Cab?
Yeah.
Yes, it's so good.
It's coming back.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Wait, don't act like your dad excited.
I mean, I used to love watching that on TV. You can't find it anymore.
Yeah, no. Online, like, people seem really excited. Will they make it now?
That's
Cash
awesome.
Cash Cab is
you
coming back.
You guys ever
back.
Watch Friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, reruns. They don't make them anymore.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, but Friends isn't coming back. Cash Cab is. With host Ben Bailey, whoever that is.
Yeah.
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Don't make fun of Ben Bailey, okay?
I don't know him.
Me either. Never heard of him. But I have a feeling this happens, too, because, like, tonight I'm on the CMT Awards.
Yeah.
I'm presenting. Oh. And they put out this press release. It's like Ashton Kutcher, Jada Pinkett Smith, Bobby Bones. I feel like I get Ben Bailey'd by everybody. And they're like, So I feel bad for Ben Bailey because I know what it's like.
Yeah.
Ben Bailey's the guy that drives the cash cab. He's the guy. He's the driver.
Oh, he's the original host.
There you go. Ben
See?
Bailey. You
Lunchbox, guys, the super fan, he knows.
Don't be. Lunchbox likes that show Crash Car, too. What's it called?
No.
That was.
Bait Car.
Bait Car.
Oh, yeah, that's
Crash Car. That's where they would set up the car with the keys in it and leave it in the neighborhood and watch people go and steal it. And they're like, yeah. And they go pick up their friends. Look, we got a car. And then they're like, shut it down. And it goes, boosh. And it locks the doors. And they're like, no. And they try to get out of the car and they get busted. And it's called. Bait Car. It is so good. Love it.
Bait Car.
Oh, man. That's some good TV.
Did you guys watch the Jerry Seinfeld dissing Kesha?
I just read about Kesha. It. What happened?
Okay.
What do you do?
So we all know Jerry Seinfeld. Like,
yes.
What's the deal with peanuts? Is it a bee or is it a nut, right?
Yeah. We all know Kesha. Like, don't stop making proud. So Jerry Seinfeld standing on a red carpet being interviewed. And so he's talking and Kesha comes out of nowhere. He's like, can I hug you? Jerry Seinfeld's not a toucher. He's a germ. And listen, I get it. I don't like touching
really?
Either.
Okay.
She's like, can I hug you? And he goes, no. No. And then she thinks he's playing and tries to hug him. And he's like, no. And he basically runs away from her.
Like three or four times, right?
It's so awkward.
Because people are tired most of the time.
I love you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Can I give you a hug?
No, thanks.
Please?
No, thanks.
A little one.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Now he's like dodging her, right?
Oh, my
he's like
goodness.
Moving his body to dodge her.
Oh.
And now it's awkward.
I don't know who that was.
Yeah, it was Kesha.
Okay. Well, I wish her the best.
Here's the thing with hugging. Let me just get away from it. Like,
oh, no.
You don't want touch. Okay, good. Here's the thing with hugging. Let's stop hugging, one, people we see every day. We're making hugs less important. Don't we understand this? Like, hugs don't mean as much anymore because everybody's hugging everybody all the time. Like, let's say we're here in the daytime. All of a sudden, I run into somebody from the office at work. They're like, oh, let me give you a hug. Well, I don't need a hug. We just saw each other 7 hours ago. Okay? Secondly, let's not hug people we don't really know. Because it's like, oh, it's nice to meet you. Hug. That's a fake hug. We're making the real hugs less important.
What are the hug rules? Who are we supposed to hug?
People that you're genuinely excited to see and share this moment of intimacy. Not love, like dirty intimacy, or not even love, like... But
dirty
just,
intimacy.
You know what I mean?
Dirty hug.
Like, if I haven't seen Eddie in 3 months, and I'm like,
hug.
Oh my goodness, it's so good to see you. We should save those. We should save a hug.
Do you hug your girlfriend?
Yeah, not every time. No. Every time I see her, no. What's the use? I see her all the time. I like to save the hugs for, like, if she gets back after, like, 5 days or so. It's like, oh, it's good to see you.
I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
If there are two people coming up to you and one you know really well and you give them a hug, uh-huh. And then what do you do with the second one?
You have
you
to hug him. The second one you if you hug to. The first one.
You can't just be like, hey, wave.
Don't hug the first one.
Oh.
So what do you do?
I don't like, think hugs are... I think hugs are more important. I mean, I think hugs are of the utmost importance. Let's stop hugging everybody.
You just don't hand out hugs.
Don't hand out hugs. Do we hand out kisses?
No.
No, but no, hugging's different. I hug.
No, but then it makes, but when you give me a real hug, it doesn't seem as legit because you've been hugging me for 4 days straight.
Maybe you need more hugs.
Sometimes how you say hi, you hug.
Do you, so like when a woman comes up to you, do you shake their hand? Like, I feel weird shaking a woman's hand. I'm always about the hug on the women. I feel like it's weird. More appropriate like to hug instead of shake their hand. I think shaking hands is more of a guy thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think hugs should be used in situations where a hug means something. Mm. And when you use it when it's not, it starts to get watered down.
Hmm. Huh? I take hugs from you meaning more meaningful.
Absolutely, because I don't pass out hugs.
Yeah, it's not like...
Hugs are currency to me.
Yeah.
So I'd like to get a banana and a protein shake over here. Let me get some gum. That'll be $3.97. How about two hugs? Works every time. I'm like, wow.
Okay.
Two hugs? Yeah. I'm with Jerry Seinfeld on this. He just didn't want hugged. He didn't want touched. And some people are germy and don't want to be touched. I don't think he's being a jerk.
She was.
He just doesn't. That doesn't matter. People hug all people I don't know all the time. Oh. Anyway, that's all. Ran over.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Did you see Ryan Seacrest tweet me last night?
No.
Oh.
What did he tweet you about?
Oh. Yeah, pretty funny, huh?
That was awesome.
I know Ryan a little bit, so we're both up for the National Radio Hall of Fame. My tweet was, hey, that's crazy to be nominated for the Hall of Fame. Because I probably shouldn't get in. So it's like, but we're all against Ryan Seacrest, so we're not going to get in. And he retweeted me and said, he was like, what if we just say Bobby Seacrest, or Ryan, what was it?
Yeah, it's Bobby Seacrest.
What if we call ourselves Bobby Seacrest and we both get in? Mm. And I was like, okay, that works.
That's funny.
Yeah, but he's got like millions of followers and a Kelly Ripa TV show.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the listeners are coming through like crazy for me, more than I would have ever expected, because really, who cares? I care, but I don't expect listeners to care. But they've been voting for me like crazy, which is awesome. And I didn't think it would happen like that. But Ryan Seacrest has got millions of followers. And I thought it was funny he tweeted me. Yeah, that Mr. Cool. Bobby Bones to see it. Bones. 10 minutes away from Kelsey Ballerini being here. World premiere of her new song, Legend. She can't even buy it, can't hear it. I got it right here.
Yeah, we will.
That's it. I know it.
Come on.
Do you want a little bit more?
A little bit.
Yeah, tough.
Okay.
All right, coming back.
What? A little bit more? Nothing?
Yeah, that's called a K-tease.
Dang.
It's a little Kelsey tease.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we will.
There it is. That's all you get. New Kelsey Ballerini. I was playing this clip of Jerry Seinfeld, and Kesha comes up to him on the red carpet and wants to hug him. He's like, no hugs. He's a guy that doesn't like to be touched. He's a germaphobe even. He's like, no. No hugs, please.
I'm good.
And it's a really awkward.
It's so awkward.
But it's funny. And you know what? At least he is being honest. He just didn't want to be hugged.
Yeah.
Good
point.
I was talking about hugs. And I was like, you know, I think we hug too much. If it's a real genuine hug, hug away. But I think we hug for no reason, so it makes the real hugs mean less.
Okay.
Karen in Oklahoma, you're on the air.
Sir, I agree. I think hugs are a true emotional feeling of happiness and good to see. Now, I hug my family and kids, grandkids, but you're right. All this hugging it's like, no touchy.
The huggy that's a little too muchy is like a participation trophy to me. It's like everybody gets one. And I don't like participation trophies, and I don't like hugs for no reason.
Wow.
Like, do we get to go to work and get a paycheck for no reason? No. We work for it.
Some people.
Well, I think a lot of people would look at you when you do that.
No, I'm not saying in our job. I wasn't saying anybody here. I'm saying at other jobs.
Oh, okay.
I see people, I'm like, they don't do anything.
Wow, I'm going to have to really start evaluating my hugs.
I love hugs.
You do?
Of course, when they mean it.
Huh.
I don't water them down, though.
Even if they
Karen, mean it. I appreciate you.
Hey, Bobby Bones, I appreciate you for all you do.
Thank you very much.
Dun, 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 dun.
And there was music.
Wow.
That was cool.
Kelsey Ballerini ended about 2 minutes with this world premiere. Lori in Sarasota, Florida. Hey, Lori.
Hey, what's up?
You're on the air. What's happening?
Oh, not a whole lot. I'm just driving home from the gym, and I just wanted to let you guys know I had a job interview last week, and I played Seven Nation Army on my way to the job interview, and I got it.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's right. That's the song. It gets you pumped up, but calms you down. And you're like, how does that work? It focuses your mind. You think to yourself, I can do this. I hear this music. I can do this. Yet... to be focused, to be calm, your heart rate has got to be at a normal level. Like, the heart rate's where it is. If you can get your heart rate to stay down,
good point,
while taking that focus and turning it up, and it's all a counterproductive thing. How do you turn your focus up but keep your heart rate down? By listening to this song. That's how. And I'm talking to myself. So you nailed it, huh? What was the key, Lori? What was the key?
I've been at my current job. I'm a bartender, and I've been there 7 years. So it's been a long time since I interviewed, and I figured I wanted to do something I really loved, and I'm going to be now working with dogs all day.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Love dogs. That's right. Hey, congratulations. I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
In any pressure situation, it's all about the heart rate. Let me give you a little Wednesday wisdom.
Wednesday wisdom.
In any situation where things aren't the same and you've got to perform at a higher level, it's all about the heart rate. If you can keep your heart rate at a level, you can perform at that exact same level. Choking is playing worse when the pressure is higher. Choking isn't playing worse when the pressure is the same. That's just a bad day. We all have bad days. Choking is when the stakes are a little higher and you play worse than normal because the stakes are higher. You got to get your mind and your body to that same spot. You got to keep the heart rate down. Because when your heart rate's up, it's like this and you can't really focus because this is happening. Just a little bit of Wednesday wisdom.
Wednesday wisdom.
Wow. You know, I was going to be dropping knowledge bombs on you, did you?
Not all day Wednesday.
Well, that's Wednesday. Wednesday wisdom day. We're going to bring Kelsey Ballerini in here. Hey, you got to move your stuff, dude.
She's coming in now?
Yes.
Oh, man. You got to tell me, dude.
Kelsey Ballerini is coming in. Bring her on in here. Good morning to you, and thank you for letting us come into your lives today. If it's on the iHeartRadio app, if it's on the radio. Hey, Kelsey Ballerini, we're on the radio. Come on in. She has her Legend t-shirt on.
I do.
Sit right there.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is a little more exciting than normal.
It is.
Because, listen, we're always happy to see you, and I think you've been on the show more than anybody else.
I've been here a lot.
We've spent many days, many years together.
We have.
But I do think this is probably, even maybe more so than your first ever single.
It feels a lot like that.
And why it's so big is because
it's first single from, like, next record. It's like beginning of chapter two.
And when you did your first record, you kind of didn't know what you were getting into.
No.
You just made a bunch of great music, and you didn't know if it was going to be on a record or somebody else was going to cut it.
Yeah. I made most of the record before I even had a record deal. So I didn't know really what I was doing except writing songs.
Kelsey Ballerini is here. I got a little nervous energy here too.
Oh,
this is good. No, that means it's good.
My heart is pounding.
You know why people get nervous? Because it matters.
Oh yeah,
that's
absolutely
why.
They say that this is like the most important single you'll ever put out.
I love it that you can't even talk to your nervous.
I can't,
means it matters.
I love it.
I love it. That's all I like here. All right, Kelsey's here. So I just want to get right to the song, and we can talk about it after.
Okay.
So this is the first time this has been played. What is the name of this song?
It's called Legends.
Okay, and why is it called Legends? Just tell me something. Drop some nuggets on me.
Okay, so it's called Legends, and it's one of the first songs I wrote for the record. I wrote it like 2 years ago. And the reason I love it so much is because I wrote it from the perspective of a breakup, and it was kind of nostalgic over that breakup. But now, every time I listen to it, it kind of feels like my relationship now. It's kind of like this love story that can be about a love that's lost or someone that you've lost in some way or just someone that you look back on fondly that you're still with. And which I didn't even realize this, but when I was listening to it this week, it kind of is about like fans too, like artists, that their relationship with their fans, because it's a very like, it's a true love and it's something that you fight for and you show up for. And so it's kind of for fans too. So it's like a bunch of different levels.
Man, who's ready for a world premiere?
Ready? Yeah.
Even Kelsey's ready for a world premiere.
Well, Bobby's been teasing us with like a one little 1 second clip of it, so we're definitely ready.
You
to
haven't
hear
heard it yet?
No.
Oh.
Only me, and I wouldn't share.
Oh, he would be like, here's a little clip, and he'd be like, leh. Okay, that's all you get to hear.
From Kelsey Ballerini, first time ever. I
about that?
And do you like it?
I do. Yes. I do. I like it a lot. And I'm going to say I like it a lot. And I want to say this, too, that you know how when you've been in a relationship for a while, you don't have to talk?
Yeah.
During that song, we all just shut up and listen to the song. And with a lot of artists, you have to like do small talk, like, hey, so how's your shoes? See that cloud yesterday?
That was coffee.
We just all listen to the song together. I'm really happy for you.
Yes. Thank you. It's Thanks good. For playing it.
And so in like three minutes it goes up. Is that right? 3 minutes, you can download it. I hope everybody downloads it and pays money for it and streams it, and that's awesome.
Thank you.
And are you performing it tonight?
I am. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, I just heard. Did you see that Business is presenting you tonight at the CMT Awards?
No.
Do you know who it is?
No.
She doesn't know?
She doesn't know.
Who? What?
You're going to freak out. Do you not know who's presenting you?
No.
I mean, it's like a big deal.
Is it? Oh, my goodness.
I can't believe you don't know.
Guys! She doesn't know. Can you tell me?
Should we tell her?
Don't tell her.
No, absolutely tell me. I am so filled with anxiety on everything else.
The way we're
who's the biggest person?
Who do you think it is?
Who's the biggest person you would like to present you tonight at the CMT Awards?
In what aspect?
You're going to perform, but who's like
Garth Brooks?
No, even bigger.
Than Garth Brooks?
Yeah, bigger.
Is he a singer?
Tonight at the CMT Awards, who do you think is presenting you? Bigger than Garth Brooks.
I don't know what to do.
He's like singer, actor.
Oh, yeah, does it all.
He's like a triple threat.
Yeah. Come on.
I need a hint.
One more. Sings, acts, like...
Country?
Yeah.
Tim McGraw?
No, bigger.
Dances?
Yeah, yeah.
Dances?
Really good looking. Super funny.
You?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You are hilarious.
Get out of here.
Kelsey Valerie, congratulations! Yay! Yeah, everybody download Legends! Yeah. Kelsey Ballerini just left the studio. We world premiered her song Legends. Yeah, we were legends. Loving you, baby, it was heaven. But everyone wondered we never. She just left. I posted on my Instagram a video of her listening to her song for the first time on the radio, which I like. Like, guys, I'm telling you, artists who've had 10 songs on the radio, it's still a thing when they hear their song on the real radio the first time. It's still a thing. And it's an awesome thing to be able to sit here and watch. And so I gave her a big old hug whenever she left. But to be fair, well, go ahead.
Yep, you hugged her straight up.
I did.
Up.
And I would like to say, after our hugging conversation, that was a hug on purpose.
Hmm.
Because of all the artists and all the years, Kelsey's, you know, we have a few that we're really close to. And this is a big deal for her. First song off a new record that doesn't even exist yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave her a big old hug and told her I was proud of her.
Yep.
The last time I hugged her was probably her CMA Awards. No, her CMA Festival.
Wow, you even remember the hugs. Yeah, that's how special they are.
I don't hug unless it's special.
When's the last time we hugged?
Well, you need to earn that.
Okay, I'll get to work. No, but that's good. I mean, I watched the hug go down and I was like, wow, he must be feeling something right now.
Yeah, I was proud of her.
So,
and she was nervous and I like it. I like it when artists who do big stuff all the time still get nervous. Because it matters to them. Yeah, we were
legends. There you go.
On my Instagram, you can watch her just listen to the song. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Everyone wonders we never questioned. By the way, I have Chip Esten, Deacon from Nashville, complimenting Amy on her shoes, right? Now, yesterday I said, hey, guys, if you want to make a girl really feel good, like compliment their shoes. I didn't mean hitting on, but I know that all the guys took it as that.
Yeah,
that's what
did.
I take it as.
But we as guys don't notice girls' shoes in general. And you girls notice your shoes a lot. That's a really important thing to you.
Right.
I notice because I'm not that manly. I like shoes.
Yes.
But guys, if you'll pay attention to women's shoes, like they love it because they put time and effort into that. So it's like you feed it biceps for 4 hours a day every day. No one said, hey, nice arms. You get upset at that. You'd be like, why no one knows my arms?
Yeah, I just worked on my arms for 4 hours.
Right.
Nobody's
saying anything. I've been doing it for a month. Here's Chip Esten, Deacon from Nashville, talking to Amy.
But let's talk about what happened right when you walked in. What did you say to me? You walked in, you sat down, you looked at me, and then you said what?
Well, you have these very lovely shoes on. They're beautiful. And I complimented your shoes. What did I walk into with that? Is that a...
I just was told by the guys that I work with. I'm not saying, this is not me saying, I don't even want to say this. Does somebody else want to say?
Told you. Did they say it's like a hitting on anything?
I don't think that. I know you're not. I think you genuinely like my shoes. But today on the show, I'm not joking, literally.
They said that. And then I walk
segment.
In and I say it. So, and you make sure we say it.
That's funny.
Uh-huh.
The funniest part, though, isn't, because I know Chip well.
Yeah.
It's not, because Chip's the kind of guy who notices shoes.
Yes.
That being said, because Amy made him feel like this, He then had to balance it out and insult her.
Yeah. He straight up was like, I'm not really feeling that shirt, though.
Yeah, he's like, okay, your shirt's ugly.
Yeah. I was like, dang, okay, don't gotta be rude.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I like that guy.
Yeah.
He'll be hosting the CMT Awards tonight. I hope you watch. Lots of artists performing, lots of cool groups playing together, lots of... Man, I'll be on there presenting Kelsey. That'd be cool. There was a story in the news about these thieves, and they broke into an ATM, and as they're breaking into it, and they're like kind of hitting it, and it's hard to get into those things. The money catches on fire?
Wait, that's a thing?
That's ironic.
It's not like a trigger where it just goes boom and burns the money. But as they're breaking it, it sparks and money catches on fire.
Oh, wow.
So now they're on camera. They know who it is, and they got no money.
That's funny.
It's like rain. Yeah, how about that? The Cash Me Outside girl. You know, she was doing that tour.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no way this tour's happening because nobody's going to come. And they were like, no, she's getting $50,000 a show. I was like, no, if it's sold out, but nobody's going to come.
Right? Yeah.
Everybody remember that?
Yep.
Yes.
Cash Me Outside Girl summer tour has been postponed.
Oh,
no.
So nobody was coming.
Nobody was going to buy a ticket to watch that. She has no thing.
Well, yeah.
That's not even a real song. She was just talking crap on Maury Povich or something, and they made a song
out
of it.
Dr. Phil.
Okay, same thing. Whatever. Lunchbox loves her.
She's hilarious.
And I asked you what you'd like to see her do, and you said...
Talk trash to people.
Even that, if you like pick people out in the crowd, like there are genuine, like Jeffrey Ross, who's a roaster. He can pick people out of the crowd and roast them. That's a skill. She can't do that. She's like 15. Yeah, nobody came to the show. They didn't sell any tickets.
You've never seen her?
Yeah. I saw the episode on YouTube. I was like...
And you weren't impressed?
I was like, what's happening? Kids, stop. Kids. Luke Combs came by yesterday. We're talking to Luke Combs, you know, Mr. Hurricane. And you wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane. And I genuinely wondered why he wears the same clothes all the time. And I just asked him. I was
true
like,
story.
Like, dude, why do you wear the same clothes all the time? And so he's sponsored by Columbia.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Luke Combs is here. Are you sponsored by Columbia?
I am.
Okay. I really wanted that because I see you in the same shirt every time.
Yes, I am, actually.
But it's not the same shirt.
It's not the same one
shirt.
They
send you boxes of those?
Yeah. Oh, I probably got 50 of them. Close.
Man,
yeah.
I don't care who it is. I will wear whatever. They give you shirts and pay you?
Yeah.
Dang. How come I don't have that?
Let's get it, man. We'll work it out.
Congratulations, Luke.
Thank you, man.
It's been good
appreciate
to see you.
So
and, first
likewise.
Of many, my friend.
Yes.
He gets free shirt. I was thinking, do I have any sponsorships where I have a bunch of free stuff and I just don't know it? Because I do have LifeLock, but I had LifeLock before I started doing LifeLock.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was already like a proponent. So like, why don't we advertise with you? So is there anything that I just get a ton of because I have a sponsorship?
Pimpin' Joy.
That's not a sponsorship, though. Like, we created
I know,
that.
But we get a ton of it.
Dollar Shave
yeah,
clothes.
I was going to say Dollar Shave clothes.
Boy, I got hammered because I was on the road and I forgot my razors. I forgot my whole bag.
Oh,
and
no.
I had to go to the store and buy a disposable razor.
Oh.
I mean, it wasn't that bad. I'll be honest. But Dollar Shave clothes are much better. But the disposable is fine. But I'm using it on my Snapchat. And people were just crushing me.
Like, so why?
Like, where's that Dollar Shave Club? And
I was
like, and I had to write on there. I was like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I just forgot my razor bag. But, man, our listeners are smart, man. They noticed the kind of razor I was using. And they were like, excuse me, where's that Dollar Shave Club?
They just want to make sure we're keeping it real.
I need, like, a clothing deal or something.
Yeah.
Thinking about wearing my Yeezys tonight to the CMT Awards.
Oh.
You should. Okay. I like
I've been told against it.
Why?
Because it doesn't fit.
What?
Well, but I'm like, Amy bought me those
super
shoes.
Nice.
They don't fit on your feet?
No, they don't fit my look.
The theme.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
I'm wearing the banana thing on my head, like all the fruit. Bobby Bones,
everybody. Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
CMT Awards are tonight. I hope everybody watches for many, many, many reasons. Going to be some awesome performances, some awards. There'll be some. I'll be on at like 9-ish Central presenting Kelsey. Because Kelsey's going to perform her song Legends, the new song.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of reasons to watch. I hope you watch.
Some collaborations.
It'll be cool. The CMT Awards, you never know what's going to happen, is the cool thing. Let's see what I have here. I got lots of artists. Here is Amy talking to Brothers Osborne because you are their neighbor.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, let's play Who's Amy's Neighbor?
Not it.
I know.
Am I?
You are.
Because I thought I
don't
like,
say our street name.
All right, no, because I'm like, sometimes I'm like, you wear big glasses and I'm just like, I'm like kind of oddly.
I
was like,
well, I only found out you're my neighbor because my friend was spending the night and she was sleeping upstairs and y'all had a party one night and she.
That sounds about right.
The night of a Preds game. And she was like, pretty sure Brothers Osborne or lives next door. And I'm like, well, they don't live together. So I guess I'll just have to research and find out.
Yeah, well, I live just a couple blocks over.
Well, obviously, we love you guys. We're a big fan of you on the Bobby Bones Show. So
likewise.
We'll continue to rock out till it ain't my fault. Until your next one comes along, and then we'll rock out to that.
I love it. We love you guys. You guys were like the initial champions for this song, too.
Yeah.
So
Bobby's good like that.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah.
He cried.
He's got great ears.
Great ear. What a one more compliment about Bobby. Great ears and great
teeth.
Okay.
Thank you. I do love that song, though, man.
But it ain't my fault.
I do like those guys a lot, though. Can't even lie. Like, I like them as people.
It was funny because they knew the minute I brought up that they had a party, they knew exactly what party I was talking about.
But it ain't my fault.
Here's Amy and Brett Young talking.
You ready for the CMT Awards?
I am. I'm excited for the CMT Awards.
Yeah, hello. You're nominated.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Breakthrough Video of the Year.
First CMT nomination.
Woo! In case you didn't know. You're nominated.
I heard it somewhere. I did.
Mm-hmm. Do people do that to you a lot because that's the title of your song?
It is a very popular joke right now.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. I thought I was being
original. It's all right.
I honestly thought I was being original.
It's all right. I think it's good, so it's okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Dang.
In case you didn't know,
people do all the time to him.
Baby, yeah, I was like, people were crushing hard on him.
Really?
I posted him on my Instagram story, and people that I know, I was getting like direct messages, and they're like, who's that guy? Set me up.
A couple things. I've been able to get to know Brett. One, before he was really in a deal, like, Brett opened up a stand-up act for me at a charity event, and then Brett came up with the Raging Idiots, Eddie and my band. So I like Brett. Brett's been on the show multiple times. The weird thing about Brett, he's really good looking, but I feel like when he walks, he doesn't move his arms. You guys ever notice this?
I'm not.
He does have really long arms.
Maybe that's why. Like, but when he walks, he doesn't move his arms. Watch him and just tell me if you notice this. Because he's so good looking, I got to say something nuts. They're perfect. Like, he can sing, he's good looking, like, we get it.
He's tall.
Why don't you move your arms a little bit when you walk?
Can't do that, can
you? Yeah. There's something you're not perfect at.
Exactly.
I do like that guy a lot. His next song's good too, man.
In case you didn't know.
I didn't know you made people compliment me. This wasn't a bit where I made Amy get
It just, well, it started happening and it was organic at first and then I just made it start happening with everybody.
But I didn't make you do this.
I know, and of course you didn't. It just happened, and we liked it, so we went with it.
I'd be more comfortable if you made them all insult me, frankly.
Oh, that's a good bit, too.
That would have been the bit for me.
Okay, I'll do that next time.
Here's Amy with Brett Eldridge.
You're going to fill in the blank.
Okay.
Bobby has good...
hats.
Hats. You like his hats? Bobby has good hats.
He had some hat the other day that... What was it? I can't remember what it was. What was his hat there, Dad?
I don't know. I'm trying
he
to
had
see.
Some kind of free hat that he was...
does have lots of hats.
That he was like trying to figure out how he could turn it on forward and turn it backwards.
It's his new smash hat for the the Preds.
Okay. I don't even know what Brett's talking about, but...
Because you posted a video of you... can I tilt my hat to the side? Or you're talking about how people are too old to do that.
Yeah. People, relax. My glasses are big and thick. I can't wear a hat straight forward.
Brett said you can wear a hat however you want as long as you own it.
Well, Brett's also really good looking. It's 7 feet tall. Like that hat, you can do whatever you want when you're... Apparently, if you're Brett, you can sing and you're good looking. This whole thing. Brett Eldridge, Brett Young, George Brett. All amazing. Here is Chip Esten, Charles Deacon from Nashville. Mm-hmm.
Bobby has good, and you fill in the blank, okay?
That's it? That's the game?
Bobby has good...
taste in girlfriends.
Oh, yeah, Lindsay L. Shout out.
I'll take that one.
This guy's good.
Yeah, he knows. He knows.
He's real good.
He'll be mayor of the town all 4 years.
I bet he will be.
Yeah, he's good. Here is Keith Urban.
Yep. Bobby has good...
vocal tonality.
What is that?
Like the timbre of his voice sounds really good.
When he talks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got good tone.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. What about... let's play one more round.
Well, no, he just gave you something. You make him do it again?
She wants a bonus round.
Keith was so much fun.
Yeah. Oh, he's the best.
Bobby has good...
taste in his co-announcers and radio crew.
Okay, that's why.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
Great answer.
All right, back to Brett Young.
Bobby has good
glasses.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Whatever, dude. At least I move my arms and I walk. I'm just taking that because he's so good looking. Oh, I'm a hater big time. Yeah. He's so good looking. Come on. What do you want me to do? Dude, guys like Eddie and Lunchbox and I over here trying to make a dime.
I know.
And this guy over here.
But
just,
we can move our arms.
Yeah, he's a guy like singing perfect songs and like good looking and tall. John Party.
Bobby has good blank.
Bobby has good hair.
Yeah, I'll take that, John Party. Yeah, get a guy Snickers bar.
John Party's hilarious.
He's so funny, dude.
Oh, my God.
John Party's hilarious, and then we've hung out with his dad, too, because John came out with The Raging Idiots.
Yeah.
His dad is why John Party exists.
Yeah, John
like,
Senior.
The whole thing. It's the whole thing just amplified.
So it's like a miniature?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And his dad's, like, name is John, too?
Yes.
John Senior.
His dad is John with an H.
That's right.
He's John with no H.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I try not to have relationships with artists. Like, I really do, so yeah. I can just be objective. But sometimes people are just so fun and nice. Like, I give Brett Young a hard time because I like him a lot.
Yeah.
John Party, I love that guy. Out of control.
You remember when you were shaking his dad's hand and his dad wouldn't let your hand go?
He wouldn't
go?
Let my hand go. It was John, like I was four.
And John goes, Dad, let his hand go.
Yeah.
Let the man walk away.
No. I was shaking his hand. You know how the old people would, like, grab you and just keep shaking it'd be funny when you're a tiny kid?
Yeah.
He was doing that to me. I'm like, dude, I'm 36. Stop doing this. But here's Ray Lynn, by the way.
Bobby has good style.
See, when people take too long, I'm like, take too long.
Thinking about
no,
something.
No, she likes how you're different with your style.
Mm. Okay.
Bobby has good.
It's low cash.
Hair. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Bobby has. He does have good hair. He's got great hair.
He does, right?
It's weird. Bobby has good red clothes.
Ah, now we're talking.
Yeah.
That's somebody who pays attention right there. President. Hey, it's your
Bobby Bones on. What's up, Bobby?
Don't forget CMT Awards tonight. We'll be there. I'll be presenting Kelsey on your TV screen. But lots of cool performances. I don't even know what's going to happen. Like, they keep it from me because that stuff's so secret. We got to talk to a lot of artists because of that. Dan and Shay.
I'm here with Dan and Shay. The song next week's going for number one. How about that?
It's crazy, man. It's awesome. I think you played it first. Remember you played that clip? It was a while back. I don't know, a couple weeks, probably like 30 weeks, not that I'm counting or anything. A
couple weeks.
You played it. I remember you texted me. I listened on the bus.
It wasn't even going to be a single. I'm just playing. I didn't do that. No, that's right. It's funny to watch you guys' songs because this is how it goes in real life.
Yep.
People hear them and go, these are like the old school people. They're like, nah, Dan and Shay, that won't be a hit. Give it like 15 weeks. They're like, oh, it's going to be a number one song.
Yep.
Like every single song you guys put out, people are like, shh, you have to do all that every time, don't you? Like every time you put out a song, people are like,
well, we
haters.
Didn't know that, but thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, there's
so much doubt.
That's funny. I like those guys. Anyway. We have all the people on we like. Or maybe we're just not putting on the people we don't like. Like, I'm not sure what we're doing here today. But these are all CMT Awards tonight. I hope you do watch. Come on. Get your Bobby Bones on. CMT Awards are tonight. And so I have a lot of Amy interviewing artists. And so here's Amy. Oh, hello. Hello. Somebody's singing at me. Here is Amy talking to John Party last night.
We quote you on the show all the time. Do you know what the quote is?
What's that?
Somebody get this guy a Snickers bar.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember saying that?
Man, where's
Lunchbox.
He at? Where's Lunchbox at? I was ready for round two.
Yeah, no, but...
you fire him?
At least... No. But
he showed up
least,
with that attitude. He got fired.
At least twice a week, somebody says, live on the air, somebody get this guy a Snickers bar. And then it's like our inside joke with
I
us and our
it.
Listeners. Like, everybody knows it's a John Party quote.
I love it. Well,
yeah.
You know, whatever can help to help
to
that guy out. Whatever can help that dude out.
That's funny. Might have a little dirt. So what happened was Lunchbox insulted John Party accidentally.
I don't know how I insulted him. I was excited. I was trying to see if he was excited about playing with the Raging Idiots.
Yeah.
And I interviewed him, and that's all I kept talking about, I guess. And
he was like, oh, you were like, how exciting is it to open for the Raging Idiots? Oh, you must be such a thrill to open for the Raging Idiots.
Right.
That's Eddie in my band. And he's like, somebody get the guy a Snickers bar.
He's like, why are you pushing me, man? Somebody get this guy a Snickers bar. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm so now when Lunchbox is upset, we tell him that.
Hey, somebody get this guy a Snickers bar. Yeah.
What's your favorite post-show snack?
Pizza.
Really?
Yeah, but you can't have a lot of it, man.
Why?
gotta well, you fit know, into you your Wranglers.
Yeah, you gotta fit.
Do you have on
tight Wranglers? Yeah.
You do? You, okay.
You always wanna see my butt.
No.
Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. No.
All right. Here's Amy and John Party, by the way. Here you go.
You're trying to set me up with a friend, trying to stand up, see the Wranglers. See how it is.
I do have a mutual friend of someone you know really well, and you came up as a topic of conversation, and I was like, no, I think he's too young for you, because honestly, I didn't know you were. I thought you were younger than you are, but then
Dang. Somebody get a girl a Snickers bar. Yeah.
Dang. That's a compliment.
You thought he was like, what?
I thought he was like 24.
And he's
32.
Okay.
Googled you and you're 32.
Yeah, I'm going to change that.
So I thought you were like 24.
Really?
Yeah. That's a compliment. Cause
I'll take it.
It's like Benjamin but, Buttons or
I mean,
something.
But then, I mean, is she young? Because she's a 24-year-old can't rent a car yet.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah, no, she can rent a car.
Okay, well, that's
she true. Runs her own business. She's awesome.
Oh, well, you tell her I said hey.
I will.
We at least go with that.
We'll go with the hey.
You said hey.
Okay.
Might have a little dirt on my
that guy.
But I'm taking you uptown tonight.
John Party. Tonight's CMT Awards. So I was nominated for the National Radio Hall of Fame. Like, baseball has a Hall of Fame, football has a Hall of Fame, and then radio.
Radio has it, yeah.
And I was like, holy cow, I can't believe they nominated me. And I'm the youngest nominee ever, and I didn't expect to win.
Mm-hmm.
But I did expect it to be fair, the voting. Kelly Ripa just went on her show and told everybody to vote for Ryan Seacrest.
You saw that.
On the Kelly Ripa show.
Yeah. It happened.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How important is this to you?
I would love it. Listen, I don't think I'll win. That's why I don't want to talk too much about it, because it's like, I want to come on here embarrassed after I lose. But that's not fair. Listen, we are always a little man. There's never been a time when we haven't been a little man.
That's right.
It's time to unite.
That's
listeners,
right.
Unite. It's not even about me anymore. It's just about standing up for the little man.
Yeah.
That happens to be me. All right. Go to radiovote.com.
Yep.
And then I don't think they spam. I don't know. They spam me. They may. I don't think so. I don't think they do, though. I haven't been spamming.
No, I haven't.
And I voted for me, I'll be honest.
No, and I've voted for multiple emails, and that's the thing. You can only vote once per email, but guess what? You can create all kinds of email accounts.
RadioVote.com and vote for me. We got to win this for the little guy.
Yeah.
The little guy's me. Yeah, oh yeah, win it for the Gipper. Da, 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 da. All right, mystery game time. Hey, I'm Bobby. Thank you for being here. Anna in Springfield, Missouri. Hey, Anna.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm really good. Thank you for listening.
Good. Yes, I listen to you every morning on my way to work.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, let's see. How about... let's play the mystery game. I will give you three options. You've already won the game, Anna. So you've won a prize already. And so you get to choose your prize. Prize number one, would you like to have $20 in cash? Would you like to have... 20 seconds to talk on the radio about whatever you want.
Ooh.
Or would you like to have the mystery prize?
Oh, man.
So think about the three options. I know. You got the money, the time,
or
the mystery prize. Anna, it's up to you.
I think I might just have to go for the mystery prize.
She went with the mystery prize! Oh, my goodness. So no money. No talk time. You've chosen what's behind door number three, the mystery prize. Let's go over to our announcer, Ray. Ray, what is the mystery prize?
You just won a one-minute phone conversation with Lunchbox about his favorite show, Teen Mom. Listen as he talks about the ins and outs of his passion, pregnant teenagers on TV. Standard phone costs do apply. Congratulations, and this prize is non-transferable. Back to you, Bobby.
Thank you very much. Yeah! So what we're going to do is we're going to put you on hold, and Lunchbox is going to have a conversation with you for 1 minute about Teen Mom.
That's awesome.
Yeah, congratulations. That's what happens when you choose the mystery prize.
Awesome.
She sounds so excited.
And I appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
There you go. Lunchbox, I'll talk to her. She's on line three.
She doesn't seem like she cares.
She won, dude.
Oh, no, she cares.
She cares.
Oh, is she just trying to hide her
side? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's just leave it in the room.
Woo!
Hey, Eddie, you can go tape him.
Yeah, I want to. Hold on.
You got to have a 1 minute conversation about Teen Mom. Here's Ed Sheeran doing carpool karaoke last night.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
With James Corden,
yeah.
I'm in love with the shape of you. Push and pull.
Grind on it. Grind on it, James. I want to see you work.
You can't not. I'm in love with your body.
Sing.
Oh, 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 oh,
fun segment. I like it. And I like it when the artists, you can tell they're genuinely fun and having fun. So, and by the way, Lunch Hour's on the phone right now talking for 1 minute. Here we go.
Oh, Farrah is still there. I mean, well, she's not really there. Cause, well, the Teen Mom OGs like Amber Portwood, you know, and Macy, they didn't, and Caitlin, they didn't want to do it again with Farrah because Farrah became, you know, like a stripper. And
all right, there he is talking for his 1 minute prize.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
Decided to come up with our own awards here. And so I'd like to give out the BBS Awards.
Oh.
Yeah, just a little something I threw together real quick.
All right. That's cool.
So yeah. So I'd like to first give out the award for most likely to help if your car broke down. Lots of nominees in this one. And the winner of the Bobby Bones Award goes to Craig Campbell.
Lord, when I die.
That guy will help you out if your car breaks down.
Absolutely.
He wins the award. Yes, Lunchbox.
I thought you were going to give us awards. I was like, I'm about to win awards.
No, he's an artist.
I was like, I help you. Okay, I get it.
No.
I get the game now.
The award for most likely to help you if your car broke down, Craig Campbell. Congratulations. Yeah. There it is. Good. Nobody's here to accept an award tonight, so we're just going to go to the next one. Most likely to pick up the phone anytime we call from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. at night. That award goes to Luke Bryan.
Yes. I love it when you get that beat. Boots on, stomp your feet. It's like you've been waiting on me.
Our third award here. Thank you for handing me that. Right, here's this glass trophy right here. Wow, they look like glasses. These glass trophies look like glasses. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
We spent a lot of money on these. Most likely to forget that I don't drink and invite me out for beers over and over and over and over again on text message.
Oh, that's easy.
The winner is Thomas Red.
Here's
your award, TR.
Northern lights, or if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night.
Thomas and I spend a lot of time together, like outside of the show, and I still don't even think he knows me sometimes. Like, we hang out, and then I get a text, hey, dude, let's get a beer. I'm like,
Maybe he thinks you finally just.
Maybe he wants to crack the drinking. Code. Maybe he wants to hack the system. He does have a Budweiser dealership now.
Maybe that's it.
Sponsorship.
Dealership. Most likely to become the third member of the Raging Idiots. Oh, this is a big award here. Hand me that glasses. Is this glasses trophy here? Most likely to become the third member of the Raging Idiots, Eddie and I's band, goes to Dirk Bentley.
I'm somewhere on the page, sipping something strong.
Welcome to the Bobby Bones Show Awards today. This is the pre-awards before the CMTs.
Yeah.
These are like the CMTs that don't make the air. You know how they do the Grammys?
Yeah. This is like the luncheon.
This is where we sit at tables and eat.
Yeah.
Most likely to show up early for an interview. Okay. For a radio show interview.
Huh.
Yeah, they go to my friend's Locash.
I know please and I know
they're going to be here every time early waiting to go. Locash, here's your award. Yeah. I'm going to throw this to you guys. Most likely to show up late for an interview. I haven't awarded this one yet. Go ahead. Most likely to show up late.
Is there someone that's been consistently late?
I'm asking you guys.
Late.
Most likely to show up. I don't want to do this one. It seems mean.
No, that's a fun one. I mean, is it a band?
This is not me doing the award. If anybody wants to.
Right now, there's only one person in my head that's ever been late.
Really?
It's so awkward.
Do it.
Who?
No, I'm not going to do it. No.
Write it down.
Oh, well, it was awkward.
Only one person.
Do you remember the time this person was late and it was awkward?
No.
I remember when a band was late and I was like, if you're
this late. A
single
person and it was like.
Single person.
Let me see. Write it down here. Oh, that one was really bad.
I didn't see it.
Well, that's because she overslept. But
I'm just saying.
Oh, that was still a bad one.
Yeah, it was bad.
it was Kelsey. But yeah, Kelsey's like our
it's
closest
awkward,
friend.
Because Bobby's so close to her, and he was like, I was like, man, you gotta why be are kidding. You late?
Yeah, why are you late? Oh, that's right, the good one. Let me ask you this question. A legit question. If so, we can do it tomorrow. So last night, I was given, I had a medal on my neck. It was pretty cool. I went to an awards show. They gave me an Innovator in Music Award. And I got up there and I was talking and I was like, I don't feel like I innovate music. I just play songs I like.
Yeah.
Like, that's just me going, I like this music, I play it. And so it was really cool to get the award. And so I spoke and they were nice enough to me early in the show so I could leave. Because I didn't know that. Like, this is my literal thought.
Oh, they thought about that.
They did. And it was so kind of them to do that.
Yeah.
I didn't think that. I thought I was like the opening act. Like, I thought I was like, oh, I must be the least important person. They put me first.
Yeah.
That's my mindset. Like, I'm first. I'll go up and accept the award. But they were so nice to go, no, we know you. But I stayed. I didn't get home till late last night. I wish I would have known, because I had for sure like peaced out. But I didn't, and I appreciate the award. But let me tell you what they did. They gave me a medal, which is very thick, and I'm keeping the medal because it means something to me. They also gave me this coin that I'm going to show it. Oh, my bag. Hey, would somebody bring my backpack in here? By the way, am I too old for a backpack? As I yelled those words.
No, I have a
backpack.
Are
you a what?
Am I too old for a backpack?
I thought you said, am I a tool?
I did too. I thought he said that too.
I was like, well, you're a tool for saying, am I a tool?
No, you're good.
Oh, there you go.
You have stuff in there. You're good.
Yeah, yeah. Your backpack is adult. It's like leather.
It is leather. Thank you, Mike. It's Mike D.
Oh, mine's like a kid's backpack.
All right, thank you. So I have to, they gave me also, it's a very nice thing, but they gave me a coin, right? Mm-hmm. I want to show you this.
Oh, wow, in a case.
In a
that
case.
Looks like a military, that's what their coins come in.
I'm not that cool. I'm not that strong or tough or anything. But look at this coin.
Wow, that's legit.
It's called an Innovation and Music Award. Now, here's the thing.
Dang.
Right? Isn't that an awesome coin?
Wow, that's the stuff you see on TV.
But here's the thing. I would like to make a gesture with it. I would like to give it to a listener just to say that we wouldn't be doing this show and I wouldn't get to be whatever they call me, innovator of music, without our listeners.
Yeah, because then you'd just be talking to yourself and nobody would care.
Yeah, nobody would care. If listeners didn't listen to the show and didn't go, I like that song, or I trust you that you're – then we wouldn't have a show.
Exactly.
First of all, is it in bad taste of me to give – this is a really nice award.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to – I'm not going to do it today, maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
But is it in bad taste of me to give this to a listener as a show of appreciation that we wouldn't be here without them?
I have a total comment about
it. Go ahead, Amy.
Okay, so you have the little neck piece.
It's a huge medal.
Okay,
it's
you have
not
the medal.
A neck. I'm like, it's like Michael Phelps.
I mean, it's big.
It's like, yeah. Okay, so you have that,
yeah.
And you're going to keep it because you cherish it.
I'm keeping it, yes.
So I think that it's totally okay to give away the coin. And you know what? I know I was bringing up the military thing, and I know this is totally different. I know you're not comparing it, but it's something, those coins are really special to military people, and they give it away to people that somehow have impacted them or mean a lot to them or think that someone would take it and appreciate it. And so I think it's sort of similar to that. It's because it means so much to you, you're passing it along to the people that make it possible.
I wish I could give one to everybody. I can't.
Yeah, but you can't. So I think it's cool to do it that way.
Lunchbox?
I think it's probably in bad taste to give it to a listener, so just hand it to me and I'll handle it. I'll hold it.
No.
That makes
no sense. That makes no
sense. Don't do that.
How are you going to pick a listener?
But giving it to a listener is like me giving it to all the listeners.
Exactly.
So we'll do it tomorrow. I give it to somebody. Maybe it's the mystery prize.
Ooh. But you don't know.
But you don't know. But as long as you guys don't think it's bad taste,
yeah.
I think, again, we don't get to do what we do without the people listening to the show. We're not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no. We are stupid. But we're not so stupid that we don't know that.
Yeah.
Like, we're not even a real show. Like, I did nights. And then they let me hire my friends and we did a morning show. No, we don't know how to do radio. So I want to give this away. I'll give it away tomorrow.
Cool.
Just as, and if I had a ton of them, I'd give away a ton of them. Not a bad.
Is it real gold?
It is, dude. It's awesome.
It looks amazing.
Like it's a super nice. It's in the case.
That's so
cool.
Yeah,
no, it's nice.
And listen to how it closes.
Oh,
that's when you know it's official.
Yeah,
that's right.
Listen to it close again.
Wow.
Let me see.
All right, nobody steal it.
Okay.
That's the only rule about me leaving this up here.
Don't steal.
No
it.
No stealing, Lunchbox. So there's that. Tonight, the CMT Awards. I know, right?
Oh, and on the back it says, think forward.
Yeah.
I like that.
I got up last night and roasted the room. I wanted to go.
It's part of your acceptance speech?
It was all my acceptance speech.
Oh.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear me blabble on about, I'm such an innovator. Because I don't think I am. I think I'm just a guy who gets to go on and play music I like.
Mm-hmm.
And I have cool listeners. And so I got up and I just made fun of everybody that were also winning awards. The only jokes I didn't get to make was about the head of Warner Brothers Music, and I forgot to make it.
Wait, how you forgot?
I forgot to make it now. Yeah, I can, but nobody's gonna get it. But I'll do it anyway, because I didn't get to do it. Inside joke. So it's this room, and it's like all the industry people, and he's the head of Warner Brothers, and Warner Brothers has artists like Blake Shelton,
Brett Eldridge,
like Brett Eldridge, Aubrey Sellers, and so on and on and on. Right. So let me get some. Awards music. I'll just play this music here. Here we go. Thanks, Seth. I appreciate the award. Let me also recognize the guy who's winning the Innovator of the Year award, John Esposito.
Yeah,
look at that guy right there.
Love
congratulations
that guy.
On your two new baby boys, Dan and Shay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Listen, John Esposito, I would make fun of you more, but I'm still not completely sure you're not tied to the mob, all right? So, thank you.
Need
thank
a
you. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, and just to fill listeners in, Dan and Jay are on his label.
That's called an inside joke nobody gets.
Yeah. But he also sort of really does look like he's in the mob, maybe.
It's that slick back.
But I mean, I'm not saying that, just in case.
Whatever. That's the joke. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't
That's the joke
end up
I didn't use last night. I didn't get to
horse
use it.
Horse in my bed.
Yeah, you don't want a horse head in your bed.
Yeah.
They don't put the whole horse in the bed.
That'd be too much.
How big is it really difficult?
How big is your bed?
Oh, okay.
How big is your house to get that through the door?
I never saw that movie.
Does your house match your closet? Because I've heard about your closet.
Oh, yeah.
So
what movie is that?
What movie is that, Amy?
The Godfather.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey. I've seen like bits and pieces.
Do you have things in your pile?
I do, but let me get it up.
All right. I always picture a pile of papers. Like, you run the... Amy runs the facade of that she has a pile of papers when she goes,
oh,
let me hit my screen and pull up my pile.
Sometimes I really do
I demand from now on that you have a pile of papers and we go through them old school. Like
I was worried about trees today.
1970. Trees! I have 100... My whole thing is... I'm surrounded by papers.
Honestly, you know what's happening, though?
Yes.
I don't know what's up with when I print, but I print and it gives to, like, font 100 and I can't... It doesn't even print right, so...
Cool story.
All right, and then she found $5, and now let's play. What's in Amy's pile? Amy, go ahead.
Okay. So, did y'all see the dog that could count on America's Got Talent?
No.
Wait, I have audio of this,
I didn't know
what this meant.
Oh, because I had the audio put in for my pile.
Oh, okay, here we go.
If you would like to choose a number that you would like for her to count to, I'll tell her to count it for you.
Four.
Mia, count to four. Go. Are you nervous? Are you nervous? No. No, she's not nervous. Okay, sit. Mia, count to four.
Wait for it.
Wait, I thought she literally
counted. Wait, I thought it was going to be like one.
No. But here's the thing. Which
two,
one?
Rough.
Like
no.
Scooby.
Three, rough, rough, rough.
No, Simon Cowell says count to 16, and then the dog counted to 16. Okay. Like, he knows how to count.
I don't care.
That was
what?
My dog can open
a dog can't
door.
Talk. You thought it was going to go one.
I did. Yes, I did.
Didn't we all think
I was
going
to go rough one?
Or two.
I was ready to be blown away.
What a letdown. Aunt, you're off the show,
oh,
dog.
What?
All right, what else you got?
I thought it was cool. So, you know, James Comey's testimony is tomorrow, so heads up.
Get your popcorn ready.
No, seriously. Bars in D.C., San Francisco, and Houston, they're opening early tomorrow so people can drink vodka while watching it.
Yeah.
But watching the FBI director's testimony.
Must see TV tomorrow.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. What else you got?
They're opening early.
That guy, by the way, is like 6'8".
James Comey?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
When he stands next to people, TV. They look like they're little teeny people. You've never seen him?
Mm-mm.
Look, I'm sure he's 6'8". At least 6'8". He's like Elegante, the wrestler. Nobody knows who that is. All right, Amy, go ahead.
Cher is working on a musical based on her life, and it's going to hit Broadway.
Yeah. Don't care. I like the Alanis Morissette musical. That I would go to.
I thought that was in my pile the other day.
I know. I don't care about Cher.
You don't care about Cher? A lot of people do.
I like old Cher, back like 70s Cher.
Well, this is a musical based on her life, so that'll surely be a part of it.
He's 6'8".
Coach James Comey is?
Yeah.
Dude, he stands next to people, and it's like an NBA player walking
into
a restaurant.
That's so tall.
Yeah. Yep. What else you got? Give me one more.
And lastly, Game of Thrones will set a new record, a world record, that is. Do you know what it's for?
Game of Thrones world record.
Yeah.
I bet you it's
like Guinness Book of World Records stuff.
It's the most hashtags about a show coming up.
No. For setting people on fire.
Oh, on the show?
Yeah, is that like a thing?
They do. That show's like a lot of nudity and a lot of violence.
And a lot of fire.
Yeah, there's fire because winter's coming and they got to keep warm, so there's a lot of fire.
Oh. Yeah, poor stuntman.
I'm not even making fun of that show because I love the show, but I will make fun of people who watch it because I'm one of them. Like, we're a little too into it. Like, you almost feel like you're part of the Game of Thrones.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, really?
I know.
Oh, boy.
I'm a nerd. You do get into it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You're like, Khaleesi.
Are they going to come out with like a TBS version?
They could.
Okay.
But that's like 3/4 of the show gone. No boobies, no fights. You know, Eric Church does his own thing. You know who's the new Eric Church person is? It's Sam. I'm gonna tell you why. Sam Hunt. It's because, and not the same as in like just in your face, but just the style they're going about it. Like, Church doesn't talk about awards. Church is like, I don't care. Like, you don't want to recognize, that's cool, I got my own people. Sam's the same way.
And I was watching how Sam's like conducted his business over the past year. So there's zero reason Sam shouldn't be up for all these new artists selling records bigger than anybody but Stapleton, songs hit after hit. He's doing his own headlining tour. I mean, Sam is a monster, and yet he's just like, I was watching this thing, he was talking to the crowd. He was like, you know what? We grew up and we listen to all kinds of music. Like, oh, okay, so my music sounds a little different. We're all a little different. I mean, Sam's the new Eric Church. And I don't even mean that the exact same way. They have the way that they're distinct, but
right.
They're so distinctly just doing their own thing. And everybody else, if you want to come along, you're welcome to, but they ain't expecting anything. Sam Hunt's the new Eric Church. And Eric Church is still the old Eric Church.
Yeah, he's still going.
Before Eric Church, I mean, you had a lot of, generationally, there are a lot of those. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, I've told this story a million times. My grandma went to a Johnny Cash concert, and they were picketing outside because they were like, this is not country. This is rock and roll. And I'm from Arkansas. My grandma's from Arkansas. Johnny Cash is from Arkansas. And people were ticked because they were playing this rock and roll music. And we think of Johnny Cash as being like the most country thing that there was. For me, the most country thing ever is Hank Sr. When I think of Hank Sr. playing Black and White. Like, that for me is the most. But yeah. Sam Hunt is the new Eric Church.
I see what you're saying.
And the fact of, okay, don't get on board, get on board, whatever, I'm still doing my thing, and he's doing it at the highest level possible.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I was just playing Eric Church, and it reminded me, one, how awesome Eric is, and two, how awesome Sam is.
I guess I never realized that Sam never got, like, new nothing. Artist awards or anything.
Nothing.
Wow.
Sam should be good in the male vocalist category. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sam's selling records.
People His song go, should still be number one.
Yes. Body Like a Back Row should still be number one. Like, realistically, there are two songs that have been screwed this year. Like, hard.
Okay.
Holy and Body Like a Back Road. Both of those songs, Florida Georgia Line and Sam Hunt, both those songs should have been 7-8 week number ones. But they're the industry's stupid. And so I'm in it. And I'm part of the industry. And I'm stupid. Anyway.
Yeah.
That wasn't what the segment was about.
What was it about?
I don't know.
Yeah, where were we going?
Oh, the CMT Awards
are
tonight.
Oh, Sam.
Is Sam performing tonight? Does anybody know?
Don't know.
Not I don't yet. Either. I mean, I saw a bunch of people. I don't know. I'm going to be there. I'll be on. Not that anybody cares that I'm going to be on, but I'll be on like right after 9 Central. I'm presenting Kelsey, who came in and premiered Legends today, her new single. Yeah, we were. So it's a weeknight, man. Like last night I was out late. Tonight I'm out late. And for me, that's crazy on weeknights because I got to work. Everybody don't got to work. How come people party all the time on weeknights? How in the world do people party?
Don't know. I don't know.
Like people are like, hey, you want to go to the bar at 9? I'm like, don't you have a J-O-B?
Yeah.
I know you have to wake up at 3 in the morning like I do, but don't you have to wake up at like 7? How do people do
like,
this?
Like get stuff done and be productive?
I don't know.
It
is Wednesday. How about a little Wednesday wisdom?
Love it.
Wednesday wisdom.
Hashtag Wednesday wisdom. The wisdom today is surround yourself with your goals. What do you mean by that, you ask?
What do you mean by that?
Let's say your goal is to lose 10 pounds. Okay? First thing I do is I take my lock screen on my phone and I write a message on notes, lose 10 pounds. And I screen save it and I make it my phone background. So every time I look into my phone, I see that. A reminder, lose 10 pounds.
Okay.
I put images. I'm not talking about putting images of other girls in bikinis. That doesn't motivate you. Put little notes to yourself.
You know girls so well.
Put little inspirational notes to yourself in the places that you look the most.
Mm-hmm.
Surround yourself with your goals. If they're long term, let's say you want a job running a corporation. Do things. Dress like you already have that job.
Mm.
Make decisions like you already have that job. Wednesday wisdom, surround yourself with your goals. Put good people around you. Me, the key to my success is putting the best people around me. Period. Yep. And Lunchbox is the only one that says yes, but it's absolute truth.
Oh,
like,
well.
I'm surrounded by the absolute best people, group, staff in the whole world. And put smarter people around you.
Yeah,
we need that.
Surround you.
Yeah. No.
That one we need. Is that what you're not?
No, we do. We are the smart people. Eddie, come on, be smart. We're the smart people around here.
Surround yourself with your goals. Wednesday wisdom.
Wednesday wisdom.
Thank you.
I'm looking at the list, too. Sam Hunt, I don't think, is performing tonight.
Maybe he's busy. I don't know. I don't even know. That wasn't even if he should be performing or not, but he should win it.
He should be winning something.
He should.
Not even this award, because this is like fan-voted.
Yeah,
I don't even know if he. He didn't tell people to vote. That's the thing. He didn't tell people to vote.
Yeah, because it's not his thing. He's just
same as out doing his thing.
Yeah,
making his money, living his life,
mm-hmm.
making
living his
music,
dream,
married to a hot wife.
Yeah,
Making that money.
That's married to a hot wife.
Being awesome.
Being awesome. It's working out.
And all these guys, so they're all good looking. They can sing and
strong.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah, people like Brett Young.
Oh my goodness.
But he doesn't move his arm.
Here's Amy. Here's Amy talking to Brett Young.
You ready for the CMT Awards?
I am. I'm excited for the CMT.
Yeah,
Awards.
Hello. You're nominated.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Breakthrough Video of the Year.
First CMT nomination.
Woo! In case you didn't know.
You're
nominated.
I heard it somewhere. I did. Mm-hmm.
Do people do that to you a lot because that's the title of your song?
It is a very popular joke right now.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. I thought I was being
original. It's
all right. I honestly thought I was being original.
It's all right. I think.
We'll just turn that down. Mr. Bobby Bones. CMT Awards are tonight, and Keith and Carrie are going to perform, and they're going to fight her, but they're going to do something crazy, like different.
Oh.
See, yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing about CMT Awards. Like, you don't know who's going to be doing what and how they're going to be doing it. I don't think, I shouldn't even talk about it. I've been privy.
Oh, to some info. The 411.
Or maybe I haven't. I shouldn't say anything. Here's Amy talking to Keith Urban. This is... an awkward? I haven't heard this one.
Pretty awkward.
Keith Urban's playing tonight?
Well, one last thing and then we'll let you go. Like, what's that? You smell really good right now. Like,
do
you,
I?
You smell really good,
it
yeah.
It might be your green juice.
No, it's like
you
a
sure?
Scent. It's like okay. It's like manly, but yet also like maybe you just like we're building a fire.
What are you doing, Amy?
What?
I'm like, trying to describe how he smells. With like pine trees
wow.
or something. And
so
maybe
you're saying
sandalwood.
It's a Boy Scout kind of like a, fragrance. Is
yeah.
that what you-
oh my goodness. Mm. Eddie was telling me how your interviews are getting better, though.
I mean, I know you're picking this area, but like, dude, her interview like skills have gotten way better.
How would you define, let's start with Lunchbox, how would you define his interview skills?
Terrible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, Lunchbox terrible. He doesn't do any research about artists. Like, he's not prepared ever. He tries to be funny with jokes that they don't even get.
Yeah.
So he has a lot of work to do. Needs improvement.
And Eddie's been producing everybody's interviews for the CMT Awards.
Yeah.
Okay. What's Amy's interview style?
Amy, I think she started maybe at a 2 or 3, and I say she's up to an 8.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. All you can do is improve. That's awesome.
Needing to improve a little bit, Amy, is just not really talking so much.
Oh, that'll never happen.
Sometimes,
what do you mean?
Well, sometimes I feel like Amy forgets she's interviewing an artist, which means you want to get something out of them. And then Amy just tells stories, and they just laugh at her stuff.
Oh, Amy thinks people are coming in to interview her.
Right, exactly.
She thinks it's a rotation of people to interview her.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm never going to not be able to talk and ramble. It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the one with the A+ needs no improvement. Well, I mean, there's always improvement.
Always room for improvement with everything.
But, I mean, it's just obviously Bobby's the best.
Thank you.
It's very I mean, he can make an artist have vomit of the mouth with words, and they just start, like, getting comfortable and telling their deepest, darkest secrets.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
So, dude. Thank you're
you.
Solid.
So what you're saying is Hall of Famer.
Yeah. So okay. Go vote.
Here's Keith Urban talking about me coming over.
Yeah.
What's this?
Remember when you went to his house over Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You talked about that?
He brought it up.
Oh, we did? Okay. I never know what to bring
up. You did
up.
Bring it up.
Okay. Like, again, I was
getting
in trouble.
I got it out of him.
Oh.
I know you've been trying to go see a movie for like...
He did.
4 years.
Yeah. Okay, Keith Urban. He did come to our house at Christmas Eve, so that was cool.
In
finally
Australia.
Have some social hang with him. It took us being in Australia, of
right.
course. Yeah.
He's like, okay, yeah. fine. I'm yeah. halfway across the world.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah.
Over.
But that was really cool. I was glad he did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went over to the house. We hung out. I'm a real treat to hang around too. Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing to say. I'm the worst. I'm the worst to hang out with. I just feel awkward. I wouldn't even went. Keith's like, come over. And I was like, nah. And Lindsay's like, we're going.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in Australia. You're going.
Yeah. Okay. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Ready for this?
Ready.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything. Everybody on Twitter is mad at me for comparing Sam Hunt to Derek Church.
Why?
What did I say?
Sonically, they're not the same, but I'm saying they do have the same mindset. Like, I'm just going to do my thing, and I don't need...
I think you explained yourself very well.
ACM, CMA. They don't need that.
Yeah, right? Sometimes I don't think people listen to exactly what you're saying.
One person on Twitter says it, and then 90 people are like, it doesn't even matter. I don't even care about that.
Okay.
Get over it.
Moving on.
Get over it. Hey, Ray, where's the Allman Brothers song? Here it is. Tonight, the CMT Awards are going to start with... Did you know Greg Allman died?
Yes.
Yes.
So there's a tribute. I don't know if I can say this.
There's a list out.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
It's Darius.
Yep.
And Charles Kelly and Al Dean and Derek Truck. Who's like maybe with John Mayer, the greatest living guitar player alive right now.
I didn't know that.
Derek Truck?
Yeah, I never heard of him.
Oh, sorry. I thought you just said John Mayer was going to be there.
No. I'm saying Derek Truck is with John Mayer, like the greatest guitar player alive.
Okay.
Like right now.
I'll be starting rumors, Amy.
Yeah, sorry, so my bad.
That's the deal. It's those four doing this song as a tribute.
Such a jam.
Darius, Charles Kelly, Jason Aldean, Derek Trucks. They're doing Midnight Rider, yeah. That'll be tonight, CMT Awards. Is a jam. They don't even make music like they used to make before we were born
anymore.
Good one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is a Bobby Bone show.
Bobby Bone.
All right, gonna go, but let's say this tonight, CMT Music Awards. I hope you watch on CMT, 8, 7 Central. If you can't, I hope you listen to the radio and listen to the awards. I'll be presenting tonight. I believe it's fair to say I'm presenting Kelsey. I know they put out the press release that I was presenting, but I've been saying I'm presenting Kelsey. I hope they don't care.
Yeah, well, I'm too late now saying it.
I don't think they'll care. I hope you watch just to watch. I think it'll be really cool. Lots of collaborations and stuff. But I'll be presenting Kelsey. She's doing her new song. She came in earlier today and played that song. I hope it's good. It's going to be good. That's what we're doing tonight. Tomorrow, we're going to come in and be loopy as crap, and those are the best and worst shows. Just depends what segment you hear. So that'll be tomorrow. Thank you very much for being a part of the show with us today. My name on Instagram and Twitter, if you want to follow along, Mr. Bobby Bones, MR Bobby Bones. I do lots of stories on the Instagram. Mm-hmm. If Snapchat doesn't get with the game and allow you two lines of text, that's the separator right now. It's the double lines of text.
You like that?
It's the separator. It's why one right now is leading. You can follow my Insta stories, too. Mr. Bobby Bones. Thank you. We'll see you tonight. Hopefully you watch the CMT Awards. We'll be there, and I'll be on TV, and Amy will be there, and it'll be a whole thing.
I won't be
on
TV, though.
Maybe. You never know.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Maybe I'll get a cameo.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late-night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.